Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. But you know how we start the show.
Dead guy in an envelope. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope. You just have to figure out who he is.
The guesses continue. The envelope still in studio. Star 102, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
Good, wonderful.
You got a guess for dead guy in an envelope?
Yes, I do. Is it Bob Hope?
No, not Bob Hope.
One of these days it's going to happen. But in the meantime, the guesses continue. One thing that's going to be exciting, and it obviously hasn't happened yet, with the dead guy in an envelope, how we start the show. Whenever that is guessed and it's correct is going to be the, I don't know if it's the biggest relief. I don't know if it'd be the most excitement. Like I said, the people that I know that listen early in the morning, that talk to me off the air and they say, by the way, it's silly, but I do love Dead Guy in the Envelope and I love to hear the guesses and I love to play along, and which we appreciate. But when that gets guessed, that is going to be,
it's going to be nuts.
I don't think I have a music bed loud enough. Like I can't,
yeah. A lot of screaming. I feel like you will run around. I feel like you might go outside and run a lap around Playhouse Square and the Halley Building. It's going to be nuts.
Yeah, I'll start running, and then I'll realize that I don't run, and I'll get about 40 feet down there, pull a hamstring, but all in celebration of it.
Yes, so, it will be an exciting day.
That will be, and just a reminder, as you're placing your guesses, which we'd love for you to do, we have the entire list. You can't miss it. There's a big logo of an envelope on the website at star102cleveland.com, so you can check out the list and see who you're going to guess tomorrow morning at 6:10.
So McDonald's is adding donuts to their menu, but they're not making them. They're coming from another popular spot. So who are they partnering with? Parma's at 42 degrees this morning. Here are the three things you need to know, brought to you by Self.Inc. The Haslams have confirmed they are considering whether to renovate the 25-year-old Cleveland Browns Stadium for $1 billion or build a new one for $2 billion, likely in the Brook Park area. Although these are the two options, they say they're completely open-minded to what could happen. They want more parking and better routes in and out.
It's a Would You Rather Wednesday. You have to pick one. Browns fans, you have to pick one. Do you want a renovated stadium on the lake in its current location, or do you want a new dome stadium in Brook Park? You can only choose one. It's a Would You Rather Wednesday. I'm curious what you say. 216-343-1021. It's a big move. Either way, it's a big move.
Huge. Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo coming to MGM Northfield. The show on July 10th at the Center Stage. Tickets go on sale Friday, 10 a.m. Ticketmaster.com. McDonald's and Krispy Kreme have announced a new partnership. By the end of 2026, Krispy Kreme donuts will be available at all McDonald's locations in the U.S., although you'll start seeing them at restaurants as soon as later this year.
You're talking to quite possibly the biggest donut fan. I love donuts. Love them. Do you want this? As in, when I'm done with my fish fillet, do I want to have a nice Krispy Kreme to end my visit? Does that seem like an? It just seems like an odd placement, or am I way off base on
that? Was thinking more breakfast hours myself.
Oh,
I wasn't
the donut, the breakfast
thinking
hours. So you're having a biscuit and a donut?
Yeah, I mean, you have your Egg McMuff, then you have a nice glazed. I mean, and they're going to have the original glaze. They'll have a chocolate iced with sprinkles, and then they'll have a chocolate ice cream.
Yeah,
filled.
It is a breakfast food. I guess I was thinking the wrong thing, but
But not for everyone. Maybe people do want to eat their fish fillet and then have a donut afterward.
That sounds like one of our Tasty Tuesdays. That combo. That's the reason I pointed that out.
I hate that combo.
So you have a bagel. You know, I'm just trying to go through this. So I go the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. I like that. I'm going to get a hash brown. I'm going to get a coffee and then end it with a donut. I guess that's doable.
Or get none of that. Just get a coffee and a donut.
Yeah.
You don't like it.
Then I just go to the donut place.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. Going to McDonald's for a donut. I don't know. You know, I'm not going to Dunkin' for a biscuit. Well, I guess I am. I'm going there too for a croissant. Gosh, I'm fat. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Dirty Mouth Part 2.
Oh, poor Stevie.
We'll bring her in at 7:10.
Another big day today. Small issue. Well, big issue.
She's really nervous.
Yeah.
I'm not going to. I said, well, you should almost be less nervous because you know what it's like to go through getting the cavities filled. But that's not, I'm not helping, so I stayed out of there. You know when you just know you're not helping and you got to just kind of leave it alone? You do your best, you go back again. It just is not helping.
And you actually did? You left it alone? It felt like you were in there for a long time.
Well, I have to talk now. Then during Pat Benatar, which is next, I'll go back in.
Oh.
You know, got a job to do here.
I see.
Would you rather Wednesday? You have to choose one. Browns renovated stadium on the lake where it's currently at, where old Municipal Stadium was at, where people are used to going to Browns games for decades. Or a domed new stadium, apparently in the Brook Park area, kind of closest to the airport, that type of thing. If it's down to those two, which it kind of seems to be.
Seems to be.
All right. What are your thoughts?
I'm in Strongsville, so Brook Park would be great.
Oh, see, there you go. Brand new. I'm sure they would have plenty of parking. They could create maybe a Brownstown, maybe a nice Joe Thomas Grill or Kozar Burgers. Like, you can't even park downtown here.
I know. I was thinking the parking is number one.
I texted one of my buddies who is, I love the Browns. I think, and if you listen to this at all, this radio show or Jen and Tim show at all, you have known this. But he is even in deeper with the Browns. I mean, he goes to every game, season ticket holder, loves the Browns, go to away game. Like, he just does. So I text him. I said, all right, you have to choose. You renovate that stadium on the lake or a dome, which I spelled done. I just realized that.
Oh.
In Brook Park, what's your choice? Probably the dome Brook Park, as long as parking is good.
That's the one of the biggest things I think that you gain. Well, a dome, first of all. And second of all, all the parking and the in and out would be a lot easier. The access.
Which they've never done downtown. They've never created parking around downtown. You're walking down. I mean, we've all been through that, whether you're going to our brother station's tailgate and walking down or that type of thing. It's just, it never created kind of an area around there. It seems like they would do that. And it also seems, from what we hear, obviously doming the old stadium, not an option. So
I just think there'd be so many more opportunities if you put the dome on. Just all the different things they could use the stadium for.
Would you rather Wednesday? What are you picking? Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Let's get to Jody. Jody, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Good. So what do you think? Stay on the lake, build a new dome.
You know, I love downtown. It's beautiful. However, I'm a bit prejudiced. I live on the far, far west side. I would prefer it in Brook Park. So, number one, it's closer. And as Jen said, with a dome, we can get a Super Bowl or, you know, other sporting events in there.
We could. No, you're right.
Other events, better parking, better in and out. You're going to hate me for saying
parking.
This.
I'm going
to
hate.
You're going to hate what I'm about to say to you. But I have to say this because you were saying like there could be a whole Brownstown there, right? Last summer, I went to the Taylor Swift concert in Pittsburgh. The layout there is so good. They've got the stadium and they have, there's a ton of parking. You can walk around literally everywhere. It's close. There are restaurants, there's outdoor patios, there's bars. It was so cool. And I looked around and thought, this is the greatest setup right around a stadium. If we could do something like that with all of that space.
You've had time.
That would be amazing.
I've always heard that. I definitely am not mad about that because I've heard some tremendous things about that from friends that do like the Steelers or go there as Browns fans and go to the games or whatever and say that it is just tremendous. And this, you have a separate entity that is close to nothing that we've all walked West 3rd, East 9th, name your street, West to go down.
It's too far apart.
It's
not one big...
I agree. I 100%. My heart was ripped out of my chest when they moved. I cried like I lost a relative. They brought the colors back. They built right where Municipal Stadium was. I was all in on that. Like, this is amazing. Brought it back. Fans are amazing. It might be time now. It might be time.
Dome it up. Are you okay for the dome in Brook Park?
I would vote for that. I would vote for that.
I would vote for the dome.
You're creating your own Browns entity there. You mentioned the dome situation and being able to host all these different events and the parking and everything. Maybe I'm on an island on that, but I don't know. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts on the Browns? Keep the stadium where it's at?
They got to stay on the lake.
Tell me why.
Stay on the lake because football is meant to be played in the rain, the snow.
But I'm not meant to sit in the rain and the snow when I'm watching those games.
I would like the
freezing
dome.
My tush off.
I like the cold. Minus 10 degrees is my weather.
So Tim commented on us asking the question, do you want the dome in Brook Park or do you want them to keep and renovate the stadium downtown? Tim says, how about worrying about...
Tim who?
Tim Dolan.
Oh. It sounded like I had commented on her own post.
Oh, no. Did you? Did you? I didn't see that. How about worrying about putting a consistent winner on the field, which you haven't had since they returned to Cleveland?
They've won the last couple of years. They didn't win at all, but they've won the last couple of years. During the Stefanski era, they've won more games than, he's doing fine. GM's doing fine. They're going to get re-upped. Trust me, as a Browns fan, they have been a joke for a long time, and I understand that. Not with Stefanski. They have not been.
Michelle,
and he's a good-looking guy.
I mean, I'm not going to argue on that.
Do people still talk about that? I mean, the beard's gotten gray. It's kind of, being a Browns coach
right.
is kind of like the president.
I think that. when you see the beginning photo and then the end, how gray the hair has gotten. Nothing wrong with that, though. Michelle says, can't they just construct a dome over Browns Stadium? I'm sure it's easier said than done, but not. Impossible.
No, I guess that's not a play for what we hear. Hey, Jim, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. So it says that you live in Brook Park. If they move that stadium to Brook Park, would that be a traffic nightmare for you?
I live probably a quarter mile away from where they're talking about building that stadium.
Well, you give us the inside scoop then. What are your thoughts as somebody that lives right there?
I think it would be an excellent idea. However, I kind of worry about trash, and I've heard that Cleveland supplies more police officers for one Browns game than Brook Park even has.
Oh, that's a great point.
Wow. Well, you know, wonder though if you can make a buck off of it and have people park on your property for the games.
Oh yeah.
Don't you think that thought's crossed my mind?
Yeah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dirty Mouth, Part 2. It's really Small Mouth, Big Cavities, Part 2. You had how many filled last week?
3.
And how many go down today?
3.
And you're nervous?
Yes.
But you just had it done, so you should... I feel like you should worse. Be more like nervous going into the unknown into now, as opposed to now the known.
I know, but last time, like, I didn't really know what was happening. Now, like, I know when they're going to be doing the shots, when they're going to be doing this, and now I'm, like...
More nerves.
Anticipating it, yeah. Even though the shot didn't hurt, now I'm like, what if it does this time?
You going to ask them for the gas this time?
I have to. Nerves.
Are you going
to
ask them for the comfort tooth?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a necessity.
Forget about that.
The squishy tears.
Yeah. I need that.
It's very cute.
So, a few more today. This is round two. When's this? This afternoon?
Yes.
Sometime this afternoon? There is... So there's an issue with the first time around.
I'm concerned.
So am I. And she's kind of gently saying something, but doesn't want to bring it up. And, oh, it's fine. And I don't think it's fine.
I think it's fine.
I think it might be an issue from
the round one,
I think. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim show. Stevie Ray going back in for fillings today. Something's wrong with the old ones, though. Last week's. Yeah,
you said that.
So what? You had teeth, you had cavities filled. What were the 3 of them last week?
Yes.
In that particular section, what's going on now?
Just some pain. Just one spot. Just one spot.
Like
not
in
that.
The gum or in the tooth?
I don't. Not the tooth.
If you know teeth, you need to be listening and maybe we can get some advice on this because you're going back in today.
216-343-1021.
Okay.
Maybe they just need to drill a little more to get the alignment with the top and the bottom row back
That's
in the right
place.
That's what
I think. They did say that when I come in, they'll check it again and make sure everything's lined up.
Don't they want to do that but maybe before you leave
they
the premises?
They did twice.
And it was
they
fine.
They checked it twice. Yeah, but your bite has to get used to it. It's hard to test your bite when you're numb. Because you can't.
She couldn't feel it.
They're like bite like how I normally would, but when you're numb, it's kind of, you know, a little hard.
I told you not to listen to Jen's friend.
Stop!
Sus.
It's not bad pain. It's just like when I chew.
Does it hurt? Oh, it's when you. So it's just when you eat. Yeah, it's not.
No, I bet they're going to just reshape the tooth today. Hopefully.
I don't think it should hurt. I think that if the bite feels off, because once again, if head cavity's filled, if the bite feels off, that's one thing. That's separate. Maybe they would, like you said, nice shave the tooth. If there's some pain, isn't that different?
I feel like I've had that happen before where the tooth has been off, like
same
the
dentist?
Top from the bottom. No, different dentist. And I was in a panic, like, oh my gosh, something's wrong with the tooth. They did something wrong. And I went in and he's like, oh, the bite is just like a hair off. And he fixed it and it was fine.
Is there an easy fix? They just use a little...
A tooth sculptor to fix the tooth bruise.
If it was a cavity pain issue or like a filling issue, it would hurt a lot more. It's not like a bad pain, just slight.
Like it feels like a bruise almost,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and like when you bite on it, it's like a tooth bruise.
I don't think this is right. Nobody should have a tooth bruise after
it's a tooth bruise.
Anybody, thoughts? 216-343-1021. Maybe they'll just do both sides and you're there.
Oh, no.
Let's go back into the other one.
No.
Scalpel! Okay, it wouldn't be that. Best listeners ever. Kelly says that it's totally normal. It's just a bite adjustment, even if there's massive pain.
Sandra says, tell Stevie I've had that. She has a high filling. They just need to adjust it slightly. I've had it a bunch of times. It'll be fine.
See?
A high filling?
A high filling.
Wonder what that means.
Does that,
is there too much filling? Is it too much? Is it higher in the...
Are you more nervous about your tooth bruise being fixed or your 3 more cavities?
3 more cavities.
Yeah.
I don't really... That's not too concerning because it's not like severe pain. It doesn't seem like concerning as Tim makes it seem to be.
I'm just looking out for you.
And inducing a little bit of panic.
No, I'm just asking the question because she didn't. She's mentioning this to us. Let's make sure she mentions it when she goes in. And then this is your last time you're done?
No.
Oh my!
When's the next one? Is it next week?
I don't know. I'll book it today.
Oh,
you'll
book it today. Yeah. Do you think it'll be what? What if
well,
you?
Well, this one there are 2 in a row, so they'll probably just
get it done.
Get it done another next week.
Maybe you do need to be a tipped employee. Now that I think about this, that's a lot of trips. Maybe that extra
You're
doesn't
telling
happen.
Me.
Yeah. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, Jen and Tim Show. Can we skip the morning minutes today?
No.
That's great.
Which part do you want to skip? There's a lot.
I don't know. There's a lot. Morning show meeting yesterday. Jen takes the morning minutes. We present them to you on the air 8 times.
It's a lot to type. I mean, I might have to start audio recording.
I think that might be the better choice because
I don't know. The language.
And you do a great job, but I bet there's things that are also missed because you have to type these things and we're talking something out. I mean,
it's a lot.
The majority of it's definitely recorded. There's no doubt about that. Like,
yes.
As far as taking in your notes app or however you're, you know, right. However you're keeping it. But, yeah.
It was a lot. It was a heavy day. It was a lot in our morning show meeting yesterday.
So we did have a morning show meeting yesterday, as we do every Tuesday after the show.
I was asked a question I never thought I would be asked by all of you in this entire meeting repeatedly.
Oh, man.
I don't think I ever answered.
Can answer on the air?
No.
Oh, come on. No. Well, now I want to know what the question is.
Oh, you'll remember.
Okay.
You will remember.
Stevie Ray joins us in the studio for the morning minutes.
These are the notes I took during our morning show meeting with our boss, Chase, yesterday. Starting off with him trying a pickle jelly bean, as you, a good employee, brought him the bag of pickle jelly beans. Good job, Tim. Chase then tried to clean his mouth out with hand sanitizer.
Probably tasted better.
Not the hand sanitizer.
Tells you what those pickle jelly beans tasted like yesterday.
I don't know why this came up, but then all of a sudden everyone wanted to know and kept asking me if I thought Tim looked good in recent pictures you posted or had. And then everyone just kept saying, does Tim look good in these photos? Why?
I had a tie on and a half zip and you didn't say anything.
I
would have said, if you look good in a picture, and then you just push back. So clearly I didn't. Even Steve, didn't I look okay?
You look good.
See?
I did not ask, by the way.
You did not? Oh, it was just Chase
just
and Tim.
Chase, yes.
Yes. Asked if you
That's
look
fine.
Good in those photos. So
That's
you
right.
wanted me to answer that? Yeah, I mean, yes, you look good in those pictures. Fine, I'll answer. You did. You look fine. You look good. It was a nice outfit.
Fine and good are two totally different things. Oh, those shoes fit fine. Those shoes are so comfy to the foot. Fine and good are different.
I would never tell you your shoes are comfy to the foot because I don't know how your shoes feel on you.
All right. So
Chase then argued that Richfield is the center of both metropoli, including Akron and Cleveland. Stevie replied with, Richfield is the center of nothing.
Oh, that's valid. I stand by that.
Chase then
What's
replied
What's in Richfield? 216-343-1021. There's got to be a... There's a...
Wendy's. Chase also said, I have 15 different targets I can go to in that area. And look, that's a solid argument. If you have 15 different targets you can access from your home, that really is the center of the metropolis.
Favorite one?
He said, well, Macedonia.
Macedonia.
That was shocking. I wasn't expecting Macedonia.
I know. That's the one he prefers. And then finally, Chase had to tell Tim there's no twerking in my office, to which you replied, what? We can't twerk at work?
So there you go.
I mean, one might ask why you were twerking.
I wasn't.
Mm-hmm. You were.
I'll push back on that three. There's no way. There's no way. I was just.
You were borderline on a twerk.
Now it's borderline.
Now that I remember it, you were borderline.
3 minutes on Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, Jen and Tim Show. There was no twerk at work.
You're right. I apologize. You did ask, though, why we can't twerk at work.
He was gearing up to twerk. That's why it's concerning.
It was a twerk gear up. To which then, and I believe, Stevie, you were part of the conversation as well. We talked about him being a pretty good twerker.
Yeah, you do a lot of twerking in the studio, which apparently is allowed. No boss in here.
Right.
You got some dance moves.
You do. We went on to discuss, and I think even after we left the meeting and you weren't in the hallway with us, Stevie and I did go on to discuss that you are a good dancer.
And it's annoying.
And it's annoying that you are, yeah.
Because you give the vibe that you wouldn't be. Like,
yeah.
You're just kind of goofing around.
What does that mean? I give the vibe that I go just.
You're just goofing around over here, being funny, but it actually looks good.
But it's like nice moves, yeah.
Like and you could go.
This
on...
is a new revelation.
I know.
This was between you two. I was not.
It was.
This is post morning meeting.
This was post morning meeting. Yeah, and we did. We were giving you compliments.
You should go.
We were annoyed, but
Dancing with the Stars, Cleveland edition.
Wow.
You
I didn't know that was the case.
Win the twerk competition.
So Jen said I was ugly in the outfit, but there were some dance moves there.
I did
you
not.
You said fine. We all know what fine means.
I said
what
you
does
look
fine
good.
Ladies, what does fine mean?
No, 216. I didn't.
343-1021.
I agree. Stevie said you look good. I agree. You look good. Like, you look good in the pictures. I just feel like, come on. Why do I have to answer that?
You didn't have to. I didn't go ahead and answer it.
You pushed me.
I asked. I said, fine.
I feel
great?
Pushed. And all I said, you're a good twerker.
And I didn't twerk. This whole thing. You know what? I
you twerk in here.
You Would you rather look good or be a good twerker?
Yeah, I guess you're right. Definitely got to be a good twerker. Who cares how you look? Exactly. You look better if you can twerk. You can twerk, you look better instantly.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.